ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com here on Robbie and Rex Road. And welcome in Teron Davenport to the program. ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. Paul Kuharsky with us as well, in for Joe today. TD, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. What's going on, fellas?
A lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So, TD, it is Colorado's Pro Day today, and obviously there's Travis Hunter there, there's Shedeur Sanders. We know the players in play for Colorado. So, how do you view Colorado, Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, and do you believe Sanders could actually still be in play for the Titans, even though all the conversations that we are having and the media at large are having are about Cam Ward?
Yeah, I mean, Cam Ward, they're going to stick and pick, and he's going to be the guy, but it's just a part of their due diligence. They said they want to leave no rock unturned, and so that's what they're doing. They're going to be out there to watch him, and I think he's still not in consideration, but still someone they're going to go ahead and carry out the process with.
You prefer Shedeur to Cam as a quarterback. Give us the quick sketch as to why you favor him.
Yeah, so I like Shedeur, just the accuracy, the processing, the decision-making, just the pocket awareness that he has. I think he's one of those quarterbacks that he's just he's surgical. And it's funny because you look at Brian Callahan's scheme, I think he fits the scheme. You do have the Joe Burrow comparison, and not comparing greatness, but just styles of play. He fits it more, and I think that's really the main thing. But when you look at Shedeur Sanders, and the reason why I think Cam is going to be the pick is all of the upside, whereas he's the guy that's going to elevate your roster, as opposed to Shedeur, who is someone that he plays, he's going to be as good as the scheme is. So he's basically, to me, like his ceiling is like high-end Ryan Tannehill, just executing the scheme.
People love in Nashville to get excited about project receivers. Bryce Oliver is next in line at that. Callahan spoke well of him. 6 catches, 95 yards on 9 targets. Not a lot to go on. This roster's thin. They're going to rely on some guys that don't have resumes. He's faster than NWI was, for sure, so he should get more separation. If he's like a co-number three with Van Jefferson, how comfortable are you with that idea?
Yeah, I like Bryce Oliver a lot, but I wouldn't be comfortable with that unless they have a very high-end number one or number two. Like, if they bring in a number one that could push Ridley to number two, okay, you're working with a little bit of something, but I mean, look, there's Oliver's. He's a good player. Like, we saw him in camp. You remember? You know, we kept saying, "Who is this number 80?" He's making a play every day. But at the same time, camp is a lot different from actually in the game. So it wouldn't be really good for them, especially for Cam, when they draft him to not add a couple of receivers for him.
Yeah, my thing with Oliver, though, he was making those plays in camp, but he's making them with and against threes most of the time.
Good point.
And so he didn't rise up that much. Do you think that they could, after this draft, if they don't get two high pick wide receivers, which seems very unlikely, that they would come out of it and look at somebody like Tyler Lockett on the higher end, or at least Elijah Moore on the lower end, to beef up the group?
I think it's very conceivable that they look at a veteran receiver. They've actually said to along those lines. So, yeah, I mean, look, they'll probably double dip at the receiver side of things. You know, Burden is there at the top, and then to get a guy like a Dante Thornton or something like that later. But I wouldn't be surprised. Even you look at Keenan Allen, like he's one of those veterans. Just to make it more quarterback friendly, like you get one of those guys that you know is going to be a reliable target for your quarterback that you draft number one.
Well, TD, you bring up Thornton. So you put it out there earlier this week that he's on a 30 visit with the Titans here. You know, the size, the speed, everything with him is really incredible. Watched him a lot at Tennessee. The production wasn't always there. Injuries were certainly a part of that. But where exactly do you think that he could go in the draft, and what do you make of him being a potential target for the Titans here?
Yeah, I think he's definitely day three. I would probably say, like, with the second of their 2 fourth-round picks, was that I think they're at 120, I think it is, 123. I could see that being going to him. I like him. I mean, look, you're 6'5", 210 pounds, running 4.3, and it legitimately shows up on film. Like, you watch the Oklahoma game, right? He ran that slant, and he caught it, and it was, you know, we were even, and I'm leaving. And that's what he did. He left that DB, and I like the fact that the speed shows up on tape. But my only thing is, because of that speed that he has and that size, he was always going against off coverage. So as a receiver, if you get a free release off the ball, like, you could do pretty much whatever you want. I want to see how he fares against those receivers, you know, the corners, like Snead, like Jalen Ramsey, Jair Alexander, the ones, Sauce Gardner, the ones that like to come up and press and get in your face. I want to see how he does against that. And then he also has to improve route running-wise, because, you know, Tennessee, and even before that at Oregon, he wasn't really asked to run the full package. But if he could use that speed, and like Chris Sanders always says, base everything off the nine, you know, explode off the ball and move the corner back from his speed initially, then that'll help him run routes.
We've still been playing with some trade ideas, and obviously the big trade conversation's always been about a short move back. If somebody like New Orleans made a bigger offer that gave the Titans even more resources, how reluctant would you be to go back to nine, and who would your targets be at nine?
Yeah, I don't go back to nine. I mean, look, that quarterback room, like, would you go into a season with those guys?
Ugh.
With Levis, Brandon Allen, and Tim Boyle? And that's no disrespect to them, because they obviously have skills because they're in the league, but still, I'm not risking my job with, so I wouldn't move back. But so far, I mean, if you go to nine, like, do you like Jackson Dart enough to end up taking him?
No.
At nine?
No, I'm not. I see if they go to nine that they're doing this stall for a year thing at quarterback with that bad group.
Right. But then even you look at next year's group, are they proven? I don't believe in Drew Aller. Everybody's already crowning Arch Manning. He only played, like, he hasn't really done much. You know, so it's not really something that I would do. If you move back to nine, you're looking at, like, the Michael Williams, the, Chet McMillan, those types. And you look at that roster, they don't have enough blue-chip players to not get one of the top four players in this draft. So I wouldn't move back. I think it would be bad to move back past three, honestly.
TD, how far back do you think we could see James Pierce slide here when the draft rolls around? And if you're the Titans, based on some of the character concerns that are reportedly out there with him, if he's there at 35, which at one point seemed unconscionable, but he might be at this point, like, are you willing to take a shot on that if you're the Titans?
I'll be shocked if he's there at 35, because you know who sits there at 32?
Yep.
The Philadelphia Eagles. And Howie Roseman loves pass rushers. And they just lost Josh Sweat. They just lost Brandon Graham to retirement. I don't think, and I know they signed Azeez Ojulari, who I really like coming out of Georgia, but I don't see any way he goes past 32. I honestly think he'll be in the 20s. I mean, they love traits, right? And you saw the traits that he put out there at the combine. So I think he's good. And, you know, talking to some of the Titans brass, you know, I asked them about, you know, guys with issues. And one of them said something that really made sense, and it's so true. They said, you got to be a little off to play this game anyway. You know, so it comes with the territory, but it's just a matter of knowing how to turn it off more often than not.
So, TD, going back to receiver real quick, I know based on where their room is right now, they need everybody. Like, they need all kind of different types of receivers. Does it matter to you at 35 if that's where they go at receiver, the type of guy they get, whether it's outside, inside? Like, you know, Trey Harris is a name that's been floated out there. We talked about earlier the idea of Luther Burden potentially being available at 35. I'll still be surprised if he makes it down that far. But does it matter to you if you had your druthers, like, the type of wide receiver that they target with that pick?
I think just get a playmaker. And you could always, at the back end, match it, right? So let's say they get Burden. Later you get Dante Thornton, right? And he'll be your X on the ball. Developmental, of course, but he'll be your guy that you put on the ball. Let's say they get Jaden Higgins from Iowa State early. Then you could go later and you could get, you know, a guy like LeJonte Wester, who will be at Colorado's pro day. A Restrepo, you know, one of those guys to match. Me personally, if Burden is there, I don't know how you don't stick and pick and take him, because, I mean, this is a guy at this time last year we were all thinking was like a top 15 pick. And I know the production went down, and there's some stuff that, not off the field as far as like legal stuff, but off the field just as far as like personality stuff that they got to hash out. He's going to be, by the way, he's going to be in Nashville for a visit at some point. He's one of their top 30s as well coming up. But if he's there, then, yeah, there's no way I'm not taking him.
All right, TD, last thing for you here. You know, tight end, not a position we talk about a lot, just given the other needs on this roster right now. But I think they're pretty clearly interested in a guy like Terrence Ferguson from Oregon. So yeah. Your thoughts on him, having talked with him about that and what the potential fit there could be.
Yeah, he was a guest. I'm talking with TD, and actually Parker Kelly did that interview.
Yep.
I was in the air at the time, but he did the interview and he did a really good job. I like he's one of those move type of guys, and you need matchups, right? And that's what the league is all about. I think he would fit in well and kind of be what they had hoped Josh Wiley could be. So that's the way I look at that. But don't forget about Arroyo from Miami, because, you know, when they take Cam Ward and you bring a guy like that in, he helps out. He was killing the Senior Bowl. He was a mismatch problem.
They've seen a lot of him, too.
Yep, sure have.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, TD,
right.
Great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us, and enjoy Philly. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, well, actually, you know what? I'm on my way to New York. I got my best friend with me, my center from college.
Oh, boy.
And we're on the way to go see the Mets. I'm going to see your boy, PK Juan Soto.
Yeah, not my boy anymore. Not my boy anymore. Can't buy a championship. Yankees have proven that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're right. We'll see what happens.
Hey, get yourself some of those torpedo bats. The Yankees are ahead of the whole league in this new stuff, Chief. Get some torpedo bats on your way.
I got you.
Have fun.
TD, have fun, man. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, guys.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Teron Davenport, our guest here on the program. We'll react to what TD had to say there. A couple interesting thoughts there from TD. I want to get PK's thoughts on coming up next. We got weekend winners coming up later this hour as well. Robbie and Rex Rowe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.